How'd you get into being a rodeo clown?
Like I said, I'm allergic to work. Like I said, good story. I've been a Calgary firefighter for 29 years. We had a charity rodeo with the police about 12 years ago. Yeah. They had a charity rodeo for children, and they had a big name scheduled. The guy never showed up. Said, heck, I'll do it. And like I said, now I sit in the top five in the world. And yeah.
Do you have to work at it?
2,000-pound animal is going to stick a horn in your butt. You can take it however you want, buddy. I consider it athletic.
It's a sport.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what? I kind of got the best of both worlds. In my line of work, I get to do the fun stuff, of course, with the comedy stuff. And then we have a serious job, too, with working my barrel.
Yeah.
So it's an island of safety that I make sure it's in a position that if a bull rider or a bullfighter gets in trouble, they can get behind the barrel, and I take the hits. So.
Oh, is that why it's there? So the bull rider gets out of there, gets behind the...
Yeah, and then I can take the hit for him, and people always say, what's it like to ride in a barrel? It's like being thrown in a dryer, turn the dryer on, throw it down a flight of stairs. Welcome to riding a barrel. That's exactly what it's like.
Well, now we know, Jane.
Yeah. So, Jane, if you'd like to go in the barrel, I'd be more than happy to. Actually, let's go get your dryer. We'll show you. Grab the dryer first.
All right. So, biggest show you've gone to? I mean, you've been all over the world now with this.
Oh, I've been. Yeah, I've been. I've worked the Calgary Stampede 6 times. I've been over to Australia. I did the biggest rodeo they ever put in Australia, actually, in the Rod Laver Arena where they play the Australian Open.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Hong Kong with the Calgary Stampede. So, yeah, I've been very fortunate. So, it's, you know what? It's a dream. I never dreamed in a million years I'd be making a living doing this. So, my parents were in a rush. Like I said, it ain't my fault I turned out this way. This is why you don't drink at last call. This is what you'll get. And you haven't even met my wife yet. My wife, actually, you got to meet my wife. 36, 26, 36. And that's on the left side. She's so big, Burger King's got a restraining order against her right now.
She's not here.
Not here. She wouldn't be able to fit in here. Actually, I take her everywhere I go. That way I don't have to kiss her goodbye. Actually, welcome to my world.
Oh, man.
I got it, though. You know how many divorce men it takes to change a light bulb? Oh. None. They didn't get the house. That scares me. I don't want to change no light bulbs.
You're on Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook me. I got like 1,800 people on there. I only know like 10. Rednecks, we don't get out very much. Eh? I'm just learning this computer thing.
You're saying earlier he's had a computer for years. All he plays is solitaire.
Exactly. The similarity between a cowboy and a computer, you got to punch information into both of them. And boy, have I had information punched into me over the years.
All right. The show is coming up tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. 9th annual Bullorama. Are we supposed to laugh this much?
You know what? This is what life's all about, boy. Welcome to my world. And you know what? Makeup or no makeup, if you see me, this is what you get, eh? So I enjoy every day.
When you walk out the door, the boss is going to come over and offer you this job.
I think I've seen the boss when I come in there.
Please turn him down. All right, Dennis, thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning. Great to have you here. And we're giving away tickets for the Bullorama right now. We'll take whoever gets through. Good luck. Star KBS.